This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kim on a whim.
We all remember Senator Cory Booker when he stood there on the Senate floor on April Fool's Day, actually, I believe. And he gave that 25-hour speech, which broke the record for the longest continuous speech ever given on the floor of the upper chamber, that was initially set in 1957. That was the record that he just broke. And now he has decided, you know what, why don't we just write a book on it? This is going to be published in November. And he was posting about this on social media where he says, this book is about the virtues vital to our success as a nation and lessons we can draw from generations of Americans who fought for them. He's getting reamed on social media, as he should be.
Yeah, I'll bet he is. What are they saying about him?
Just that it's ridiculous and that it was all kind of the plan all along for him to do this so that he could probably capitalize on it. You know, just that he was all out for a profit. It seems like people are just looking for something that they can do that's going to get attention, make them go viral, and then now everyone's writing a book on it. Like, you have Jake Tapper writing the book, and then what's the guy who wrote it with him?
Alexander.
I forget his name. Mm. You know, and you have, I joked during the commercial break to Mark, and I said, and Joe Biden's writing a book? And he said, Joe Biden's not writing anything. I said, well, Joe Biden's name will be on the book, pretending he wrote it.
Joe Biden has a ghostwriter who's writing the book, and you know that's exactly how that's going down. They all do it. It's like a step to, I think Kamala Harris wrote a book. Lord knows she didn't write the book because it would have been a bunch of goofy rambling that nobody could have followed anyway.
Was ChatGPT available when she was writing her book?
Did you see she did another speech in Europe? I watched this bite the other day and I said to myself, I've got to grab that. She's giving a speech in Europe and she talks about, you know, things that might have being unburdened by what has been.
Gosh.
She keeps using the same stupid lines that lost her the election the last time around because people realized she had nothing else of value to say. Now, you want me to believe, and writing a book is not easy, that she sat down and wrote a 500 or 600 page book filled with her thoughts? I mean, I think it'd take about 2 pages. Wouldn't take 500.
Well, you could expand it out because she says a lot of words, but it really means nothing.
So, Cory Booker. Cory Booker, I saw somebody describe him the other day as Dollar Store Obama, which I really think is probably not far off. Like he's run for president several times, and nobody has any interest in him as a presidential candidate. But he's still convinced he might be able to pull off what Obama pulled off in 2007. But that's not going to happen.
No,
he. Now that once Joe Biden left the Senate and Kamala Harris left the Senate, that might have elevated Cory Booker to being the dumbest man still serving in the United States Senate. Fetterman is what I would have said was close for a while. He seems to have recovered somewhat from his stroke, but Cory Booker hadn't had a new idea since he got there, and I can't see him being a leading contender for them and their party. You know, a bite we haven't played yet this morning is the bite from Pete Buttigieg on how the Democratic Party gets back voters. Did you hear this?
I did.
Go ahead and play cut number two, please.
Of course, we should be talking about how, if Speaker Johnson got his way, it wouldn't be possible, not just for gay people to get married, but for straight people to get divorced, let alone like birth control or how he would want to regulate porn or whatever.
So if I read this correctly, Buttigieg thinks the left can win back young men by backing porn and gay marriage.
That'll do it.
That seems to be the answer from the left. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has Buttigieg written a book yet? Did he write a book?
Not that I know of, but I wouldn't be surprised.
That's
what everyone does now.
Or something like that. Maybe you should write one on breastfeeding.
Chest feeding, isn't that what they call it?
And he looked awful. He's got that little scraggly looking beard growing on him.
The Shortest Way Home. And
who,
another
Buttigieg?
Yes, 2019.
Okay.
And then another one called Trust, it looks like. Cory Booker's book is going to be called Stand. Out in November.
Stand for what?
Good question.
Stand for something?
I mean, here's the thing. Because I've never written a book, I don't know how long it takes. But like you said, it's not an easy thing to do. There's just the editing process.
My wife's a book coach.
Well, yeah,
she can help you.
She could probably tell you how long the process would be, right? The edits. And so it's almost as if he had planned this all along. Because otherwise, would you really be able to turn around a book like that? If you made the speech April 1st,
well, I tell you,
November?
Here's the thing about it. These days with like AI, ChatGPT, you could write a really bad paragraph and AI could fix it for you. Writing a book is probably easier today than it's ever been if you cheat.
Well, then he should put by Cory Booker and ChatGPT.
And ChatGPT.
Special thanks to ChatGPT.
It will fill in all of the things you should have said that you didn't say. It's pretty amazing. Publishers these days are looking out for books that appear to be largely written by somebody other than the person whose name is on the bottom of the manuscript.
You know how you open a book and you see like special thanks to my loving wife for supporting me and my children and all these things.
They'll be
like, special thanks to ChatGPT for making me not sound so stupid and writing half this book.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's not easy to write a book. I mean, my wife has helped somebody write it. She's been hired to do that, and she's also she helps people go from like zero to publishing. It's a pretty amazing process.
That's cool,
but it takes a while. Yeah, you really have to put some work into it to claim you could sit down and knock one of these out in a month or two. It's just unrealistic. So all they did was take what Corey said and transcribe it or something and put it into a book. I mean, honestly, that's got to be what happened. Oh, my goodness. Maybe you can buy it at the dollar store.
Pick up your copy this November.
Coming up, we're going to get to the Queen of Hearts drawing for Guns N' Hoses. We're going to do that about 8:20. We're going to talk about our Feed Our First Responders winner for the month. And we'll tell you how you can take part in a local fundraiser that's taking place to support women's golf. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.